He's gotten very, very popular lately, I read, with Muslim viewers because he's been standing up for Islam.
There are some new listeners here. Oh, yeah, new listeners like this.
These days, Tucker Carlson has a big fan base amongst the anti-war left, who see him as saying the right stuff, trying to stop Trump from illegal wars in Iran, and amongst a lot of Muslim and Arab Americans who see him now as this great champion of Palestine.
This brings us to, and I reached out, asked for her to, she's been on the show many times, haven't heard back more recently. So I just want you to know, I have no personal ill will toward Megyn Kelly. We've had a pretty good rapport. But she did just say this, I think it was yesterday. Was it yesterday? It might have been 2 days ago.
May 5th.
Okay.
So yesterday.
So yesterday. And this all happened within 24 hours, really 48 hours, when you see Candace Owens saying we have to heal the fracture with the left. Nick Fuentes, who's been on the show, saying, I'm a moderate Democrat. Tucker Carlson, you know, he's been saying for a while now, he regrets telling people to vote for Donald Trump without providing a viable alternative. And now Megyn Kelly saying, you know what? Actually, maybe I was wrong about Islam, but most important, there's an audience here.
He's casting a wide net now. You know,
Yeah.
once he said that he's sorry that he endorsed Trump, he regrets it and feels like he has to make amends. And his show is doing fine. It's not like he's hurting for audience,
Yeah.
but I think he's understanding there may be some new listeners over here. You know,
Ah.
like he's gotten very, very popular lately, I read, with Muslim viewers because he's been standing up for Islam.
Ah. Now, to be clear, I've never been to the White House. I didn't go to the inaugural ball. I've never endorsed anybody until this very last election because I believed it was so consequential. I did endorse Donald Trump. And by the way, I don't regret it. I am glad that he is president of the United
Yep.
States. That's just a difference of opinion. You guys let me know if you think I'm a sellout because I'm glad that Donald Trump is president as opposed to Kamala Harris. Doesn't mean he's perfect. But that's the key. There are some new listeners here. Oh, yeah, new listeners like this.
These days, Tucker Carlson has a big fan base amongst the anti-war left, who see him as saying the right stuff, trying to stop Trump from illegal wars in Iran, and amongst a lot of Muslim and Arab
Illegal.
Americans who see him now as this great champion of Palestine. Wherever I go, literally, Hassan, wherever I go in this country, I do a lot of live events, I do a lot of public events. People come up to me, when are you going on Tucker Carlson? When are you going to do an event with Tucker Carlson? Why don't you do a collab with Tucker Carlson? We love Tucker Carlson. Wherever I go, people ask me more about Tucker Carlson, even in my own family, than they ask me about my wife and kids.
I will guarantee you this, by the year 2028, Tucker Carlson will be infinitely more popular in the Republican Party than Donald Trump. Infinitely.
Look, guys, it's humiliating. Tucker Carlson's fighting against this war more than any of the Democratic leaders.
The Islamic regime right now is literally broadcasting Tucker Carlson interviews in Persian on their 24-hour news channel.
Now, that doesn't mean because there are some people who are left politically who can watch somebody, it doesn't mean that they're a bad person. It's fine. I get it. You want a broader coalition. But when those people who, by the way, seek to subvert the United States. Any doubt about that with Mehdi Hasan?
Right.
Any doubt with Cenk Uygur, by the way? The Young Turks, he denied the Armenian genocide for a very long time until he said, you know, I was wrong about that. I promise I would never do the impression again. Oh, so the people who vote, as we just saw in the elections, they don't matter so much. It's the Mehdi Hasan crowd. It's a very clear pivot with, again, no reasoning beyond I say so. And here's Megyn Kelly. I want to know the flash of genius moment. What's changed?
I have to tell you, Mark, it's been something I've noticed just since I've gotten a sort of more clear-eyed on Israel, that a lot of the anti-Muslim rhetoric that's put out there originates with people who are very, very pro-Israel, who kind of need us to demonize them.
Right.
And I've taken a look recently at my own rhetoric on this to say, like, have I been manipulated? I want to make sure I'm not getting manipulated. But I think he's having a lot of Muslim viewers flock to him. I know for a fact he has a lot of young men flocking to him. And so while he may have lost some contingent of the Fox News audience that's very, very pro-Israel and, you know, pro-Trump, and you can't say anything about Trump, for every one of those who leaves, there is another newer, younger audience member who does want to hear these traditional lines challenged and hear just new independent thinking. I mean, I'm experiencing some of that myself, and
Right.
Tucker probably times 10.
Yeah, a couple of things. Mm-hmm. Want to hear these traditional lines questioned. Do you mean the traditional lines like Islam is a religion of peace and to question it is Islamophobia, which we had to live under? By the way, we got that from George W. Bush as well, and certainly an entirely complicit media, to be clear. Do you mean that? Because that's what we've been questioning. She says, and the people who have really pushed this line of thinking, pro-Israel and have to, well, okay. What if someone happens to be pro-Israel, but it's irrelevant to their view of Islam? There are plenty of people, by the way, who are not pro-Israel who have the same view of Islam. Let me ask you, say these lines were pushed by those who are pro-Israel. Does that change the facts? Does it change the fact that, let me ask you this, has this changed? Did Muhammad wage wars? Yes, he did. Did Muhammad beat his wife? Yes, he did. Did Muhammad have a child bride? Yes, he did. To be fair, he only fucked her thighs from 6 to 9, Aisha, and then took her fully. Did he call for the deaths of Christians and Jews? Yes, he did. Have Muslims, every single century since its inception, expanded through violent conquest? The answer is yes, they have, regardless of the state of Israel, to be clear. And do we find ourselves today, because of all of that, because of the founder of the feast and because of his instructions, do we find ourselves today with a crumbling Europe because of Islamic migrants and 198 million Muslims worldwide who support the use of violence against civilian targets to defend Islam? Yes, we do. So what amongst that has changed? Is it because someone who happens to be Jewish or happens to be pro-Israel also understands those facts to be true? Because I've always been critical of Islam for the same reasons that I'm critical of Islam today. The facts have not changed.
Well, Muhammad did have slaves. He did slaughter a few hundred Jews, and some of his last words were cursing the Jewish and Christian people. I'm still not seeing how someone could interpret this religion as violent.
And there we go, Aisha with a black eye and a fat lip. Oh, look at that picture.
And in the spirit of full disclosure, Muhammad had many wives.
Not Muhammad! Who are you speaking?
Shut up! You don't know the boss of me!
I sincerely think the world would be a better place. If every Muslim acted like Muhammad, according to modern law, they'd have to be jailed.
Allah is going to finally get to decide, by the way, not covering up your whole body, that's a bad deed. By the way, wanting equal rights, women, that's a bad deed. By the way, free speech, that's a bad deed. So every single person who isn't a radical Muslim gets no grace from Allah. By the grace of Allah is an oxymoron.
I know. There are so many misconceptions about jihad. I'm here to clear that up a little bit. It's not what you think.
No. See, I thought it was about waging a holy war against all non-Muslims involving subjugation, conversion, or ultimately execution.
That's actually pretty good.
It's exactly what you think.
Nailed it!
Muhammad was not only involved in the commanding of killing certain women, committed domestic violence against his wife Aisha, said that women constituted a majority of hell, but there was actually a dame who was stoned to death as per his individual orders.
And here's the thing, I show that so you see the timeline because I can't run from my record.
No.
Now, I'm not someone who was on Fox News saying one thing, and then my private text revealed that I hated Donald Trump, and I thought he was a cancer in the party, and I reviled the voters as the plebs of society. I do have a track record of citing books versus Muhammad's own words,
yeah,
and being critical and believing that it's a threat. I've also grown up with it.
Yeah.
I've also grown up with it. I went to a school where a kid wore an I plain New York shirt, and I got in trouble because it almost came to blows, and I made fun of, it turns out he had cancer. I didn't know. I told him right. He looked like a walking penis with teeth, but I don't feel bad about it.
You shouldn't feel bad about it.
I've lived it, I've experienced it, and I've communicated it to you. I would be embarrassed if I changed my view, and it would be a requirement of me. I would imagine you would require this of me to explain, well, actually, all of these facts and verses and historical context that I have provided with references, I was wrong about all of that because. And you know what? I was wrong about all of that because the Jews told me so. Ain't gonna do it. They don't seem to care because theirs has just been, oh yeah, Islam, bad, right? Migrants. Tommy Robinson is still out there right now fighting against the Islamicization of the West. That still is a very key battle. You know what's happening? The Epic Center is becoming, was it the Meadow or the Meadows.
Meadows.
In Texas? You don't think that's a threat? Anywhere, let me be really clear. Anywhere Islam becomes the majority, you're done. That's it.
Yeah.
Curtains. It's never gone another way.
They're like bed bugs.
Effectively, so it's now incumbent upon the people saying, now I've had to re-examine my line of thinking. Okay. That's the first 20% of this statement. You've had to re-examine it. And what's your line of thinking now? Oh, Muslims like Jesus because they say he was a teacher but deny his divinity? You got to give us a little bit more than that.
Rumble Wallet. Keep your crypto safe, even when you are at your most vulnerable.
Hey, how'd you get in here? Go! Stop recording me!
He's doing it for social.
Go to wallet.rumble.com to download the Rumble Wallet today. No banks, no fees, no middlemen, just your money, and now your crypto in one secure, easy-to-use place. Get started today. And the fact that this has all happened seemingly in unison, where it's like, wait, hold on a second, yeah, Islam is not a threat. Well, we've all been fighting against that for a very long time.
Yeah.
Democrats aren't that bad. What? They're all the same. Well, then why did you endorse Donald Trump? Megyn Kelly, is this the same thing that Megyn Kelly would apply to, you know, having trans children and supporting it on her show when she was on a mainstream network? Also doing the Me Too thing, which may or may not have happened at Fox News, that film Bombshell, being a feminist and anti-Trump until she went online and realized you can't survive carrying the legacy media talking points and now going, oh, there might be a new audience of Islamic people who, by the way, seek the destruction of the West. When this is very important. I've talked about this a few times. It's kind of a cliche where they'll point to people going like, well, if you don't like it here in the United States, if you think that Castro's regime is so good, why don't you go there? Well, if you think it's so great in Iran, why don't you go over there? Here's the thing. It may be someone who sounds silly or ignorant saying it doesn't mean that it's wrong. It's just like when people say, well, I'm not racist. I have a lot of black friends. People on the left go, so you think that defends you? It's actually a perfectly legitimate defense. The fact that it's sort of become cliche because it's been used so much doesn't mean it's invalid. It means that it's been used so much because, generally speaking, someone who hates black people wouldn't have a lot of close black friends. Someone saying, if you don't like it here in this country and you think it's better in insert country here, Iran, UAE, Nicaragua, Mexico, Saudi Arabia, Canada, right? If you think it's better there, why don't you move there? You are free to do so.
Yeah.
There is an answer, though, and that's the important part. The answer is that if someone says these other countries, these other regimes, communist China, communist Cuba, the Islamic world, it's better than the United States and they stay here, the answer is they are staying here to subvert this country to the point that it becomes like theirs. That's why they're staying here.
Mm-hmm. This is their strategy. Stabbing and blowing people up failed. And we lived through that. That's the reason that I'm on this show, is because I used to come and comment on what was going on in the world when somebody invariably every few months blew themselves up or shot up Charlie Hebdo or shot at people that were at an art festival somewhere in Texas that had the Prophet Muhammad painted incorrectly, right? Invariably it happened. And I would just like to ask Megyn Kelly, I think all of this is bullshit. Tell me when you changed your mind. Because in January, you were saying exactly the opposite. And the reason I bring that up, it's not like you couldn't have gotten new information from January to today. I'll grant you that that is. But help me understand what parts of Islam you were enlightened about that are no longer antithetical to the West, as you said. What values that Islam says that they have and want to have for the rest of the world? What parts of Sharia law are now in line with Christianity and the Constitution of the United States? Help me understand. Because what it sounds like is somebody said, it's all been the Jews this entire time, and you bought it. Do me a favor. Help me understand why Hindus hated Muslims prior to the creation of the State of Israel. Help me understand that. If it's the Jews that are doing this everywhere, you telling me that there's Hindu Jews out there doing this?
I'm sure there are a few.
Doesn't make sense.
Hindu.
Yeah, Hindu. And by the way, they are the cheapest of the cheap. You combine the two, They're tipping in pennies.
You know what? I did leave out one possible scenario. She didn't know what she was talking about to begin with.
Well, I'll leave one more possible scenario. There are quite a few new listeners here.
Oh, wait. Yeah. 56 billion?
Yeah, quite a few new listeners here.
Every show.
And I'm not just talking about Islam. I'm talking about the left that seeks to subvert it. Let me ask you this. AOC. Do you think that AOC is in our government because she wants to return America to its Christian traditional roots? Do you think she's a representative because she loves America and wants to improve America to what it's meant to be? Or do you think she would rather America be like Cuba? Do you think she would rather America be like Venezuela or Bernie Sanders? Do you think he's in office because he loves freedom, pursuit of happiness, First Amendment, Second Amendment rights, and he wants a traditional Christian nationalist viewpoint as the founding fathers? Or do you think he believes bread lines are a good thing and he'd like to bring them here? Do you think that Karen Bass, mayor of Los Angeles, do you think she's mayor of Los Angeles because she wants Los Angeles to be a wonderful city, an example of American exceptionalism, where your hard work is rewarded and our industrious nature, right? We're a shining city on a hill. Or do you think, for the same reason that she traveled to Cuba dozens of times under a fake program that allows her to take part in their propaganda programs under the guise of construction, do you think she would rather make Los Angeles more like Cuba? Record homelessness, entitlement programs, no unified language. The answer is what matters. People often stop. If you don't like America, you like those countries, you're free to go there. People go, this silly redneck. No, no. Let's go further. Let's answer it. This person doesn't like America. They've made it clear. They prefer these other countries that are antithetical to Americanism. So why are they here? Why are they in office? Why do they dominate academia? Why do you think the curriculum that your kids learn in public schools, say America bad, colonialism, we're uniquely responsible for slavery, we're uniquely racist. Do you think it's because they want to? No, they're still here because they want to subvert America and make it like those places that they prefer. That's the truth. And the greatest offender on that front is Islam. For proof, look anywhere that they've ever attained a majority. Or even getting close to it, look what's happened in Europe. That's what's coming your way. It's never gone any other way. Islam majority, your rights are gone. That's it. Oh, you're still here? And you're still watching this on YouTube? You've probably noticed something is missing by now. I'm not here. That's because the Live Daily Show is now streaming exclusively on Rumble weekdays at 11 a.m. Eastern. Tune in there, where nothing is censored.